Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News the Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Today's broadcast of Team Martech was originally recorded on January 10th, 2018. Because the members of Team Martech are celebrating our nation's independence with their families and friends, there will be no live program today. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. and call in with your questions.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. And now, the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
We're on.
We are on the air.
Pastor Dave and I were just talking about education, and my goal in life is to educate Pastor Dave first, which has been a challenge, but he's you know, you're trying to learn.
It's been an uphill climb.
It's been but we've had a pretty good time with it. I am Joe Martech, and this is the Team Martech Hour, and the Team Martech is missing the team.
They have excuses. They do.
Our special guest star, who is not a member of the team officially, but who has been on every show for almost a year, retired prosecuting attorney Alan Love. And for those of you that don't know, Alan has many, many physical challenges, and he never, ever complains about them. He's one of the better people that we all ever get to know. And he loves sitting in on the shows because we try to educate, and he thought he was pretty well educated on certain things, but he has to admit that he's actually learned some stuff sitting in on the shows because, and the reason he's not here today, the weather has him down a little bit because this cold air is not helping his body at all. So he's, you know, I'm sure he's hurting a bit. But years and years ago, starting in around 2004, Joe Martech, financial advisor, Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, big word, independent, and Greg Fasula, attorney, decided to start doing radio shows, and the concept was pretty simple. Each one of us would have customers or clients ask us questions that we did not know the answer to, so we would constantly be going back and forth among the three of us. Hey, can you handle this for me? What's the answer to this? So we said, hey, why don't the three of us get together and start doing radio shows so we can answer questions regarding the law and or insurance and or investments? And we did. We never dreamed that from 2004 to today we'd still be doing them. And now we're doing two radio shows every week on Wednesday, today, WCNO, who you're listening to right now. And if you're not, it'd be a miracle if you could hear us. And we also, by the way, stream live on WCNO.com. You can't see us, but you can bring us up on the computer and hear us. But we also do WPSL 1590 AM, that's in St. Lucie County, on talk radio every Wednesday at 11 AM. So we do the two different shows. So we started doing the shows and everything worked well. The concept was none of us own each other. We don't house in offices together. We don't share commissions or fees. But in my not too humble opinion, what I tried to do was to find local professionals with credibility, monster word, integrity. Third monster word is expertise, that we're experts in their field and told people the truth. And thank you, Lord, we've been very fortunate to be able to do that for years, because every one of us, I trust them with everything in the world. They're just wonderfully, wonderfully good people. Then, over a period of time, we added new members. Vince Rosino, CPA, became a critical part because taxes, boy, what a conversation that is. I'm sorry he's not here today, because as the new tax code is coming into play, more and more questions will come up about that. But anybody that wants to ask a question can call in 1-888-221-8990. Now write that number down, except if you're driving a car, then don't. But you should have that next to your phone at home. It's toll free from any place, 888-221-8990. Again, that's 888-221-8990. And because Vince isn't here, that doesn't mean we can't get him to answer your question. You give us the question, Pastor Tom will take it down. We'll have him call you when he's not working or playing grandpa or doing whatever he does today. Because he's now a very proud grandpa for the second time.
Wow.
So he's got two grandbabies. Happy, happy camper.
That's great.
Odds are good they're never going to have more. So grandma's happy and grandpa's happy and the babies are healthy and he gets along with his son-in-law and daughter. So then you don't get any better than that.
That's excellent.
That's
really.
It. That's yep. It. Then we also added Miss Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart. Without a doubt, the hardest working person I've ever known in my life. The girl only has two speeds. She's either working or sleeping. I've known her since 1980. She knows every street in Martin and St. Lucie County and probably a good third of them in Palm Beach County and another good third in Okeechobee County and another good third in Indian River County. And the girl, you can, whatever she tells you, you can take it to the bank. One, she doesn't coddle people, which can upset some people. She's going to tell you the flat truth no matter what. And I think in the long run, that's the most important thing. A lot of people have preconceived ideas on what their house may or not may not be worth or what they want or what they can afford, but she's going to tell you flat out the truth.
Yeah.
Which leads me to Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, who said he might be here today, but he may be working also, who actually has an office. He could almost walk here. In fact, really? He could walk here. It's less than a mile away. He's out next to Palm City Grill, out just a little bit on...
I know where that is.
Yeah. On Martin Downs. Anyway, so he's pretty close. I think it's Butterfly Plaza, I think.
Except right next to the one of the banks there.
You know,
can't mention the name because we're not a commercial station.
That's true. We don't even like them. Never mind that. Anyway, boy, oh boy, what he has not done to help people. If those of you that have been regular listeners might remember back not too long ago when people said you could hear commercials or things on TV or on a radio or in ads, there was no mortgage money available. Well, that was never true. What did happen was, after the debacle of the recession, lenders started to say, hey, let's go back and do it the old-fashioned way. You now have to prove you can afford it. What a weird idea.
Amazing.
Can you make the payment? No, well, we should give it to you anyway. No, that ceased. And they style now you have to actually literally prove you can afford it. So let's say you're paying $1,200 a month rent and you're proving you can pay that. Well, the odds are pretty good. You can make a $1,200 a month house payment without much difference. So literally the qualification process now is you have to prove you can afford it. And that is not that hard to do. And there are mortgages available that actually have no money down, always have been available. You have to qualify for it. It's not necessarily qualifying by credit. It's qualifying about where the house is and incomes. You can't make too much. You can't make too little. It's basically a government mortgage that is designed to help people primarily get a first-time home. Then FHA mortgages now are 3.5% down. That's it. And, in fact, Mike called in on the morning show and said the question that came up, I think Alan was there, say, what's the credit scores that you need to qualify for an FHA mortgage? Now, you know, credit scores become standard stuff anymore. You know, how many years ago we never even knew there was such a thing?
Yeah.
Now it's the standard, right?
Right.
He said, basically, 500 FHA has no criteria based on credit. However, if you can't afford, you can pay for it because you've got really bad credit and you can't pay your bills, kind of adds up that you have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But some people might have a bad credit score because of past problems, like a bankruptcy or foreclosure or medical things that may not be true on what's happening today, but your score might still be low. But he was saying basically a 580 credit score will qualify you for an FHA mortgage. Now, that's not a very high credit score.
Not at all.
So literally a lot of people in the sixes and sevens could easily qualify for an FHA mortgage. So that's just stuff that we had on the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
So the game plan with everybody in the group is to help answer your questions that we kind of take for granted because we do it every day, whether it be with taxes or insurance on your car or your home or your business, whether it be legal things to do with a will or a trust. In fact, I met with a couple of WCNO listeners yesterday. We were talking the difference between a will and a trust.
Mm.
And we talked about that a bit on the show, I think, have we not?
We have, yeah.
Basically, what happens is, in this is back to my opinion again, if you go to an attorney and say, I want a will, if the attorney is earning his keep, he's going to say, not only should you have a will, you should also have a power of attorney. You should also have a health care surrogate, somebody that can make decisions for you if you can't for yourself on your health. You should have a living will, which says, keep me alive, don't keep me alive, for how long, plug me in if I'm out to lunch. Four different documents. Now, the difference between a will and a trust is not subject to probate.
Hmm.
Just that simple. A lot of people think because you have a trust or you have a corporation, you can be protected from lawsuits. Well, to some degree, maybe, but very often, the small business person or the individual person, not often. They'll find a way to get around that. So that's not really the reason. The reason, most of the time, is we have a trust to avoid probate. But certain things are not subject to probate. As an example, your homestead. The house you live in, if you have it qualified as a homestead, you filed it as a homestead,
mm-hmm.
Is not subject to probate. Now, they have what's called an administration. But see, the probate period can take, well, if everything goes perfectly, 4 or 5 months, and if it doesn't, it can take a year or maybe longer. But the house, if it's in an administration, is like a few weeks. It's a really quick thing to transfer ownership so that the kids can go sell it. In a trust, it's almost no time at all. But in the meantime, the house is not subject to probate, your homestead. If you have a bank account, your bank should have what's called a TOD, transfer on death agreement, on file that you signed that says, hey, I'm dead. My kids show up with a death certificate. They get the money that's in the bank. Just that simple. Now, forgive me for being a little bit not sensitive, but we're all going to die. It's not a big deal as far as I'm concerned. You know, it might ruin the rest of Pastor Dave's day if I fell down right now and died because the police would come and wonder why you killed me. They'd probably keep you here until 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock tonight. But that's okay with me because I'm gone.
Right. You don't have to worry about
it. I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
So the TOD agreement is transfer on death. Now, that same agreement you can also use on a stock brokerage account. So if you have a stock account, brokerage account with any brokerage firm, you have mutual funds or ETFs or stock, whatever you may have in there, the TOD agreement says, okay, again, no probate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have an IRA, 401k, 403b, any retirement account, almost always there will be named beneficiaries.
Mm-hmm.
Those are not subject to probate. If you have annuity contracts, they are not subject to probate. So what is subject to probate? Well, things that are not the items I mentioned. The biggest single one might be, let's say you had collectibles that were worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Art, mm-hmm. worth hundreds of thousands. Things that you might insure separately that are very, very valuable that just don't fit certain categories. What if you had investment property, real estate? Those are subject to probate. So now all of a sudden a trust starts to make sense. But for the mm-hmm. average person, you under normal circumstances, you may not need it. A will suffice under most circumstances, which leads me into a subject we've had regularly on this show. And by the way, this phone number, write it down again, 888-221-8990. Call in. These are good questions to ask.
Mm.
I've had this come up, it seems like, almost weekly.
Mm.
Parents want to add their kids to bank accounts and or homestead, real estate, or other pieces of property. My quick answer is no.
Hmm.
Because if that child gets sued, that house can be gone. And I have literally seen that happen. A homestead can be violated because if the child's not living there, it's not their homestead. So they're living up in Maine and you're here in Florida and you had them put onto the deed of your house and they get sued in Maine, your house could be gone. So bank account, same way. Same thing when a child turns 18 and you've got a car that's in your name. They're now an adult. Put it in their name. They go out and have a wreck. They get sued for $1 million and the car is still in your name. You could be liable. But if it's in their name, you're not. So literally, there's a lot of things to be concerned about that most people don't think about. And that's one of the things that we do here is try to educate you on the things that we kind of take for granted, because in our group, if we add up all the experience, it's about 200 years worth of combined experience, which is a couple of years. Unfortunately, I'm the oldest one in the group, which really doesn't make me happy. But in order to change that, I'd have to die. So,
and I would ask you not to do that.
Today is not a good day, right?
Today especially, no.
No, no. I don't want to ruin the rest of your day. But, you know, on the other hand, if I did drop dead here, I'd run out the door screaming and say, hey, Tom, you're in charge.
Can I throw something at you? Just because I know some people in my age range, I'm 67. I'll be 87 in 20 years.
Yes, you will, if you don't die.
If I don't die.
Yes.
And I'm not going to do that to you either, Joe.
I appreciate it.
But I do know some people that as they get on in years, they feel like they want to give some of their property to their kids now.
Right.
Like their house, or give them access to that and other things. Now, I know Greg Fasula is someone they can talk to.
Oh, yeah.
For the details. But and I hear what you're saying. It's a good recommendation. You don't want to open yourself up to liability.
No.
But just from what are there some instruments that can be activated so people can do that?
Will.
In the will, I can do that.
So all I do is write down in a will, I'm dead, my kids get my house.
Okay.
And we, in a will, we have what's called an executor, who's a person that's in charge of following the instructions. Then we have beneficiaries. It can be the same person or persons. And if we have a trust, we have a trustee. While you're alive, you're the trustee. When you're dead, we have successor trustees, which can be the same people as in the will. The name just changes. They're in charge of doing what it says in that document,
right,
for the benefit of the people that it says in that document. So even though we want our kids to get these things, the best way to do it is not to add them to the document today. We have a couple of problems. One, we've got a lawsuit problem, but we have another problem. It's called taxes. Let me give you a big example. Let's say Grandpa went out and bought this house for $100,000 20 years ago. And now it's worth $300,000. Let's just use that number. And Grandpa says, hey, I'm going to put my kids on that house now. And then he dies, and the kids go to sell that house for $300,000. It goes back to when Grandpa bought it at $100,000, so they're now subject to tax on the $200,000 gain.
Capital gains.
Now, same house, $100,000. Grandpa does not put the kids' names on it, but he has it in a will or a trust, and he dies, and the house is now worth $300,000. Kids sell it for $300,000, no tax. It steps up to the value on the date of death. Now, if they held that house for another 2 or 3 or 5 years and it went to 400, then it would go back to the 300, not the 100,
right,
and they'd have tax to do from the 300 to the 500. Your homestead also has a wrinkle that says if you're a single person in a homestead, you can sell your house and make up to $250,000 profit, no tax. Married, $500,000 profit, no tax. These are important things when it comes to making a decision that could end up costing you and or your heirs a tremendous amount of money. And these mistakes are made constantly. So literally, to get some expert advice doesn't take much to do. Speaking of expert advice, Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, decided to come in today and join us. And I'm glad you did. Because, you know,
I like the new chairs.
We were just talking a little different subjects because we talked a little bit about it on the morning show today. But I was talking about probate, wills, and trusts,
oh, yes,
and putting kids' names on things, and don't do that basically because what happens to kids up in Maine and they get sued, you can lose your homestead because you're not, they're not living in it. So
you, and I know of people that have done that, and you have.
I do too. I mean, we had a very favorite client of mine, used to call in every week, and I think I was the last phone call he had before he died, but he lost a house, literally lost his house because of that circumstance. So you got to be a bit cautious, and a lot of times people are afraid or being cheap and not willing to talk to an attorney to save $200 or $500. But when you've got $100,000 or $200,000 worth of real estate sitting there, to save $200 or $500 doesn't make too much sense to me. And you make a fatal mistake that could cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to your heirs and or family, you need to pay attention. 1-888-221-8990. So Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, as I said earlier, probably the hardest working person alive. And you know, now Victoria I've only known since about 1980, and it might be 78, but at least since 1980.
At least 80 was 80. Well, it could have been earlier,
could have been, but we know for sure 80.
Yes.
And one of the things that happens about her, this girl does not have a pretentious or arrogant bone in her body. She is one of the least pretentious people alive. Now, just so you know, Remax as a company is one of the biggest realty companies in the world. So she got an award from Remax that said she was one of the top 100 realtors for Remax. And she goes in, Joe, out of 100,000 realtors in Florida, I'm one of the top 100. And I said, Vic, no, that's 100,000 in the whole world.
Wow.
She thought, oh,
I didn't know that.
And she set it aside, so much for that.
Yeah, and then when I got the letter from the senator, gave you that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've gotten some really lovely, lovely letters. And it's funny, I just opened up a card from one of my clients I sold, and he had told me to go to the movies and out to dinner, and I thought that was so sweet.
He said,
you're a true professional, and I, you know, when there's times in any of our professions and business, you go, oh my God, I don't know if I can do it anymore. And then you get that, it just makes you realize how blessed you are.
Absolutely.
And you hit it. Just how blessed you are, you know. Yeah. And part of what we do with this show is to try to give back and try to help people and teach people. And literally, you can call this show anytime. If you don't want to call and talk to us on the radio, you can call and talk to Pastor Dave, Pastor Tom, Karen, whoever answers the phone. They'll take your name and number, and you just say, hey, have Joe or Victoria or whoever it is you want, call us back, because we have a question. And if you don't know who you want to talk to, say, make it Joe, because he'll talk to anybody.
Well, like we said, Joe, we're not all created equal.
Right.
So there are 100,000 other realtors, but we are not all created. Whether they're in my office or not in my office, or out there, a Remax agent. And I've worked recently with two other Remax agents from other offices, and I was the selling agent. And my buyers were saying, well, the other realtor doesn't do as much as you do. They don't even call back. They don't follow through. And I said, we're not all created equal.
It doesn't make
a difference, even if we're at the same company. Everybody's an individual and does things as you. We all are so different.
And David, it goes in every profession, from yours, being a pastor or preacher. Some are given more gifts than others, and I just think it's just simply that. And I think if we talk a little bit about Christianity, whenever you're given more gifts, you have more of a responsibility to give back than the other person.
True, that's scriptural, you know.
Yeah, I couldn't. How, you're kidding me.
That's a good one for Joe.
Yeah, I knew that you knew.
I know.
Yeah, that's true.
But it is true.
It is. God gives us all gifts, though.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Expects us to use them.
So we kind of feel a responsibility in our group, and we've all been blessed. All of us have been in business a long, long time. All of us right here locally. Hope to die here, just not necessarily soon. Long as it's not today when I'm on the radio, because they ruined the rest of Dave's day. He wants to go home and not have to put up with the police all evening.
Well, they won't be here that long.
Well, yes, you're going to have police tonight?
Will.
Why do we have police here tonight?
Huh?
Why are we going to have police?
Well, let's just say I did drop dead right this minute.
Oh.
Okay? And I'm laying here on the floor.
Yeah, right. Do I have to pick you up?
No, you don't have to pick me up.
No, that's another person's job.
That's the first thing. Don't do that. But you call the police, they'd come out and they'd say, Victoria, why'd you kill him? You say, I didn't kill him.
Right.
We're going to call in homicide. Stick around for a little while. We're going to ask you some questions.
But they'll only ask me that if I was married to your dating.
No. I have firsthand knowledge of this. My best friend years ago, he killed himself. He committed suicide. I had a key to his house. Luckily, I lost the key. But I called the police. They came in and broke into the house and found that he'd committed suicide. That was at 8 o'clock at night. At 1 o'clock in the morning, they let me go.
Of course they're going to question you. I would question you, too. 5 hours. How do we know?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So guess what? I'd ruin. You wouldn't have dinner.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry for you, but that's too bad.
I'd call it in. I tell the police officer, right, I'm going to call in pizza. And then they go, okay. Then they never go.
Yeah, the police would say, we'll keep you a little longer. Order three.
I'd and lock the place up, set the alarm, come back the next day and say, I don't know how he got in here.
Yeah. He's a little smelly. He might have been here for a while, right?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, but your DNA's all around it.
Another problem. Don't touch me. There's another thing.
That's DNA's a thing.
Well, we like you so much, Joe. We don't want anything to happen to you anytime soon.
Not for a while.
No.
Well, I could never do anything with my hair because with this black curly hair and it falls out, meaning I
you
shed.
You have hairs everywhere.
I do,
place.
I shed.
Yeah.
My DNA would be everywhere. I mean, it's
I've known this forever.
It's the truth.
1-888, like I said, we only go back, we know it till about 1980 at the very least, but who knows how long. 1-888-221-8990. Interest rates are still low, right?
Right. Mike was saying they're still fabulous. There's still wonderful programs out there. Okay. There's still property out there for people to buy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There really is. I mean, a lot of people say, I don't want it because they look at the old prices and they say, hey, will they take an offer? Because they're still looking for the bargains. And there are. Mm-hmm. And if you went anywhere today, anywhere, you tell me just anywhere, you could not find what we the values that we have. They're not anywhere. I've looked.
The key thing that happens is this, and back when I was in real estate, I got out of real estate in 1990, but I remember back saying years ago when Vic and I were working together, boy, if mortgage rates ever get below 10% again, we're going to get rich.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because we were into 16, 17.
16, 18%.
For a while there.
And 87.
That was in 82 all the way through for a good
period. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was
because when we did the Fountains of St. Lucie, were 16 and 18%.
Unbelievable. But, you know, here it is again. It's 4%, give or take, today. And I got to tell you, I look at that as free. You get a $300,000 house, that's $12,000 a year in interest. That's $1,000 a month. Then you got to pay your taxes and insurance and some principal. For under $2,000 a month, you're living in a $300,000 house. I mean, that's just...
Well, you can buy a $260,000 home. And the way the interest rates are today, without your taxes and insurance added onto it, it's about it's under $1,100 a month.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Under $1,100 a month. Does that blow your mind?
That's mind-blowing. Well, can I ask her a question?
Sure.
I know I'm just a board operator here with a degree from seminary.
I didn't know you were bored.
Oh,
he's not bored.
I hate to break that to you.
He's
Jeff.
I'm a board operator.
I'm a board.
Right?
No, I'm excited board operator. I love this. That's a piece of equipment in the studio, folks. I talk to people. I've gone back and forth about moving and not moving. So the question is, in this area, Victoria, is this a buyer's or a seller's market?
Well, it's a little bit of both right now. And it was a buyer's market for a long, long time after we dropped. And then all of a sudden, the sellers started hearing from the media again, as they would say, there's fake news and there's real news. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, you know, houses are selling. So then these sellers started saying, hey, I want these prices. And they started jacking up the prices. So we got into a little area where they weren't appraising. You know, people were willing to pay those prices, but they were not appraising. So what we kind of are both, because if your buyers will stick to their guns, and then my sellers want to stick to their guns, and we don't have a sale. So we see that a little bit. So we're kind of nose a little bit right now.
Well, wouldn't you say, though, that resale houses, the old rule I used to have was a brand new house costs what a brand new house does. Mm-hmm. That same house that's used costs less.
Oh, yeah, resales are absolutely the best value.
So there you get your value. Now, you can have a resale house every bit as good as a new house, depends on how well it's conditioned or upgraded
absolutely.
Or whatever, but almost always. Now, what happened during the height of the recession, all of a sudden, resale houses were caught selling for more than new houses. So that was wrong. That caused a major bubble because that was all of these phony mortgages and stuff. But today, you can still get a resale house at much lower price under normal circumstances, because, you know, location is the rule, then you can get a brand new house. Because what happens is, too, that most people don't think about until they buy a house or two, If you're building a new house, we have what's called impact fees. You got to pay the county for this. You got to get permits, all kinds of stuff. And those constantly go up. Well, that automatically increases the price of new construction. But the old house didn't have to pay all those fees, so their cost basis is often much lower. Mm-hmm. Anyway, a lot of things to take into consideration, but if you work with somebody that knows what they're talking about, that certainly helps. Is that
absolutely
fair?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the thing of it is if you see a house, let's say, let's use some examples. If you wanted to build a house now that's about 2,400 square feet, maybe four bedrooms and a den, maybe three bathrooms, it's going to cost you over $300,000. You still have an opportunity to get that home under $300,000 in a resale.
There you go.
Right.
1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Call anytime. Remember, Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, Greg Fasula, attorney, Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, Vince Rosino, CPA, and last but not least, Joe Martek, financial advisor. We're here to answer questions, whatever it might be, and if you don't talk to us today, you can call the radio station anytime. They'll take your name and number, and we'll call you back, and we'll help you any way we can. And for those of you that might have called in the past, if by chance we missed you, because we are not perfect. Well, I said last time I walked on water, it was frozen. Yeah, and that may happen tonight.
It may happen tonight, yeah.
But the key thing is this. If by chance we missed you, we didn't do it on purpose. It isn't not any reason, but we're not infallible. So every once in a while, it doesn't hurt to call again. We're here to help no matter what, and we'll do the best we can to do that.
That's what I tell people. I always return my calls. Always.
Yes.
If for any reason you have not heard back from me, you know I did not get that message. Because sometimes these messages go
they get
somewhere.
1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. All right. I'm going to have a... We're going to talk a little bit about money here in a minute.
Well, I like money.
And
no
what
free
happens?
Samples, though.
A little bit of education.
You might have some tonight.
A little bit
have.
Of education today. You know, in fact, I was talking to what Pastor Dave before the show. You know, I had to teach him what a mutual fund was. That's not here.
No, nope, that's outside.
That's out there. I was teaching him what a mutual fund, and he knows what a mutual fund is.
It's everything you do with Italian food.
Italian food, right?
Right.
There you got a call.
You got saved.
That was 40 years ago.
Well, maybe. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Oh, hi. I have a quick question. The gentleman that's there, he's an attorney.
No.
He's
not here today, but yes, we have Greg Fasula, attorney, and Alan Love, attorney.
Okay, so do they work in the same office?
Nope.
They do two different things, don't they?
The part of our group is Gregory Fasula. He's in Port St. Lucie. We can give you his number if you want. We can have him call you if you want.
I want someone to, one of the attorneys that deals with estate and setting up a will. I already have one, but I have a concern. My mother is 94 years old, and I am her caregiver, but right. I'm an only child. So my concern is if anything happens to me, that my mom would be in an appropriate place to be taken care of properly. And I've done a lot of research on different things. I know there's elder care and all different ways to go. So I really need someone who has that ability and someone that can handle a place in New York and a historic home here and a few other items that I may need to put somehow in the will if something should happen to me.
Correct.
Yep, I understand. Now, do you have children or are you...
Yes, I do. I have a daughter.
Okay. So
she's 29 years old and... I don't have anything as to her name on a document as much as in, I would say, like a beneficiary.
Right.
But nothing that would be, I believe, attached to her, where if she was to be sued, that I would then have a liability
good,
with her.
Good, good. So you've got that covered. The second thing is this. When I understand you got a mom and you're taking care of her, and now you've got a daughter, you got three generations here. What I'm going to do, you left your name and number with Pastor Tom when you called. Gregory Fasula, he's in Port St. Lucie. I'll get him your number tomorrow. He will give you a call.
Okay.
If you don't hear back from him by Friday, I want you to call back the radio station and say, hey, I left my name and number. And you know, I'm just saying, We've had two or three times this has happened, and sometimes you know how messages get lost.
Sure.
But we will definitely help you the best we can. And Greg won't charge you a nickel to talk to you, and he'll try to guide you in the right direction. And if you hire him, then it's a different story. Okay.
Okay. And do they do a lot of people doing percentages on estate? Do they do percentages on an estate, or is it a flat fee?
Well, no, I don't know anybody that does it as an attorney would ever work as a percentage of the estate for as a fee. Normally, he would just charge you whatever the price is for his time to put together the documents that you need to have done. So what he would do is review the documents you've got to see if they're adequate, and maybe just modify or amend the documents you have to get what you want to have done.
Okay.
But I
appreciate that.
Good.
I appreciate that. And as a Christian, you know, I appreciate your show. I never listened before. I'm just, matter of fact, picking up my mom right now. So God bless you all, and I hope you have a wonderful new year.
You too. Thank you so much
for that, and bless you. And listen, we're happy you called. We'll help you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And you know, here there's a problem. Here's three generations. Mom is extremely old, and she's the caregiver. What happens if something happens to her? I mean, you got multiple problems here.
Absolutely.
So you need to put this in writing, how these things will be handled and how it's going to be funded and taken care of. Because it's not the last thing. This is personal because I've lived through it. And Victoria, we run through it all the time with people, is the word guardian. As soon as you appoint a court appointed guardian, we open up a can of worms like there's no tomorrow. So I like to have family members involved the best we can, or people that are close to them. Very often, and Dave, I do this all the time. One of the things I ask people, I said, do you go to church? Mm-hmm. And if they say yes, and I said, what's your relationship with your pastor? Well, I know him very well. And I said, then I want you to go talk to him at the church, and maybe there's somebody in that congregation that he knows that might be a caregiver that doesn't need to be licensed. We need to have somebody physically able to do certain things, because not everybody can afford the $15 an hour, 24 hours a day. You're talking a fortune for people to stay home. Mm-hmm. And going into a nursing home is called not necessarily a bad thing, but it's sure not a good thing. You know, so
it's very difficult.
Yeah, it causes adjustment. It's hard. I think everybody sitting in this room right now has lived through these circumstances. So we try to counsel people the best we can to avoid some of these circumstances. And then I've been lucky with, mm-hmm. with certain people. I had an old lady I took care of for 10 years that I got when she was 80, and she died at 90. And I got her into a private home that was an estate licensed assisted living. And I always joked and I said, I got them all their inmates. Because out of my client base, people that had Alzheimer's or whatever, and they were the most magnificent people. It was like living at home with your family, mm-hmm. and it worked. It was so wonderful. Hey, nothing stays the same, but a lot of the experiences that we have, that we deal with on a regular basis, and people in the clergy especially too, they come across this constantly. You can help guide people to the best, and that isn't necessarily going to cost them a fortune and may be more user friendly. 1-888-221-8990. So we're back to Italian food.
Yeah, well, the pizza goes with mutual funds. I've learned that.
Right?
In fact, I thought of you the other night. We got a pizza.
You got a pizza. And he says, I'm taking a slice out of the pizza.
But out of your mutual fund, right?
But you're talking about a different type of investment.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering which kind of food you're going to use as a metaphor.
Well, let's just take the same pizza.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And we're going to cut that pizza into little slices. And that whole pizza is worth $100 million.
Okay.
I'll take it.
And Victoria Lloyd comes along and says, Joe, I want a piece of every single company that's in there. There's 100 companies in there. But I don't want $1 million worth. All I want is $10,000 worth. So we slice out a little tiny piece that's about the size of your little finger. And that gives her $10,000 worth of that whole pie. That's the mutual fund.
Right.
Now, the mutual fund company, they get a fee for putting together all of those companies and managing it. Yeah. And the reason for getting the mutual fund in the first place was to spread your risk out among more than one company. You're now into 30, 40, 50, 80, 100, whatever that mutual fund has. Now, there's positives and negatives of everything. So let's talk about the mutual fund. Number one, I buy a mutual fund today at 10 o'clock. I call my broker up and I said, hey, buy me 1,000 shares of XYZ mutual fund. He said, no problem. Well, he didn't tell me and I didn't ask that he can't buy it until close of business today. So let's say it was $10 a share at 10 o'clock in the morning, but let's say it's $10.50 a share or $10.30 a share at 4 o'clock. Well, I may have changed my mind in between 10 o'clock this morning and 4 o'clock this afternoon, but all mutual fund shares trade based on the close of business on orders put in prior to the close of business. So whatever time it is during that whole day, from 9:30 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, you put the order in at 9:30, nothing's going to happen till 4 o'clock. Okay, that's one. Is that a good, bad, or indifferent thing? Can be, could be, may not be. Nothing wrong with that. Let me give you another problem. It's not a big one, but let's say I go in and I buy this mutual fund for $10,000, and I buy it in November, and I buy it for $10 a share. December 31st comes along, and my shares are down $9 a share, and I paid $10. Well, I'm not too happy because I just went down 10%. But then in January or February, I get a 1099 that says I owe money because I made money. I say, wait a minute, I didn't make any money. My share prices went down. How could I possibly have made any money? Well, what often is not told is when you bought that mutual fund, the company that bought all of those shares might have bought them 10 years ago or 20 years ago, and they may have paid $2 a share for them. And from the time you closed and bought your stuff until the end of the year, they may have sold some of them. And then everybody in that pie gets to share in the gain or the loss. So you could have a value go down and you could have a positive tax consequence, which is not going to make you happy. So now let's switch gears and go into what's called an ETF, exchange traded fund. Now I'm giving you examples, not everything, don't put this in concrete. But basically what I'm saying is how the system works. Exchange traded funds, take the same pizza, take the same 100 companies, take the same amount of money, and I come along and say, I want a little $10,000 worth of that, and it has a share price. And I call my broker at 10 o'clock in the morning and I say, buy it. He says, okay. And at 10:05, he executes the trade and it's bought and done. You don't have to wait till 4 o'clock. Then I call him back at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I say, wait a minute, I changed my mind, I want you to sell it. That price could have changed from 10 o'clock in the morning till 3 in the afternoon, but I can buy it and sell it. It's 100% liquid all day long, trades just like a share of stock. So the positive there is I can, if I'm somewhat sophisticated, I can buy that ETF at early and say, I think it's going to go up today, and if it does, hallelujah, I won. On the other hand, the fact that it's liquid, I don't have to wait until 4 o'clock and see what happens. I can trade it at any time. Number two, back to that same example, I buy it at $10 a share. End of the year comes, my value is now down to $9 a share. I made no money. In fact, I lost money on paper. Well, I am not mixed with the whole pie. My shares all stand on their own. So I don't have a negative tax consequence. I have no tax consequence. The only way I would have a tax consequence is after the first of the year. If I sold them at nine, I'd have a tax loss. If I sold them at a profit, I'd have a tax gain. So the ETF is becoming extremely popular right now because it's more flexible. Most cases, they charge less. Not all cases, but most cases, they charge less than a lot of the mutual funds do. A lot of times, they don't have built-in commissions. The brokers would have to charge a commission on top of the way the system is set up, so you know exactly where you stand that way, too. I like ETFs a bunch. I like them a lot, and they are taking more and more of the business just because of the flexibility and the fact they can duplicate almost the same thing as a mutual fund, but they are more flexibility and very often less expensive because the company that does the mutual fund or the ETF can't work for free. They have to make a fee. How much are the fees? Well, I've seen fees as low as 0.25%, and I've seen fees as high as 5%. This is per year. So what happens is, why are some more expensive? Well, some are more difficult. Let's say you've got an international fund that's based in 20 different countries. It gets a little complicated. So the people managing this thing might have to do a whole lot more work than if they copied an index, which is already published in there, and all they have to do is copy it. So there's lots of education that you have to go through before you make a decision. And if you don't want to make an educated decision, you better find somebody you trust and let them know what your goal is. In fact, a good financial advisor, that's one of the first things they're going to say, what's your goal? What do you want to accomplish with that money? Not what I'm going to tell you. What's your goal? What do you want to accomplish? Some people say, well, Joe, I only want to have a short-term investment. I said, well, how long is short-term? They say, well, 6 months. I said, well, if it was me, I'd stay in the bank, because I can't tell you what the market's going to do for sure in 6 months. And what if we make a mistake and you lose money in that six-month period of time? Mm-hmm. You'd want to shoot me, and you're not happy. So literally, short-term, to me, under a year, or even sometimes more than a year, if you're going to save money to buy a house, don't look to make 20-30% on that money because you think you're gambling and you might make it, and you might, but you also could lose that amount of money. Right now, we hear it every day, the market's hotter than a pistol. Why is it hot? Well, gross domestic product is up. Tax reform is changing things for companies. Companies are giving people bonuses. They're raising wages. So we think the market's going to continue for a period of time. How long is that period of time? Nobody knows. Will it go up for sure? No. Nobody knows the answer to that. What could get in the way? Hey, nuclear war. That's one. Just one little thing. Weather. Look what hurricanes and natural disasters do.
And it did make a difference. It kind of, we stood still for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's picking up because people are wanting to make change. Mm-hmm. So we're getting more and more people. Happen.
There's so many things that can get in the way. And then we look at one company today that's doing well, and maybe their management changes or something happens, and all of a sudden they don't do as well. So there's many, many things that can affect investments. So when you start talking about what can you do and how can you do, yeah, there's ways to protect it. There's all kinds of different instruments, but more important than anything is to get somewhat educated before you make a decision. Let's take another call. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi, this is Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
I have a question for you. I know this is off topic, but do you know anything about the Schedule R for credit for the elderly or the disabled that are low income?
No. I'm sure that was easy, Shirley. But I'll tell you what. Vince Rizzino, CPA, he's not here today. You left your name and number with Pastor Tom. I can have him give you a call tomorrow, and you can ask him that question, and I'm sure he would know.
Okay, what was his name again?
Vince Rizzino, R-A-Z-Z-I-N-O. He is a CPA, also a forensic CPA, ex-college professor. You'll like him. He's a good guy, and he'll talk to you on the phone and help you any way he can.
Okay, I already gave Pastor Tom my phone number.
Okay.
Perfect.
You got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Same to you. Yeah, I sure don't know what an R is, that's for sure.
I don't either.
I know when I get a 1099, if it has an R on the back, I look and see what it means.
You're still rated.
Yeah, right. Yeah, really.
Yeah. Well, there's so many things that in the tax code, and now especially with the tax code changing, every time they simplify it, they add another 30,000 pages, you know, quote, simplifying. With what they say, the new tax code is the RCA. It's the accountant's retirement plan.
Right. Why don't they just send you a decoder ring? You know, like
yeah,
they used
the
to
decoder
get.
Ring. Remember those days?
The old days.
Oh,
I remember
boy,
that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We are old.
We are.
Decoder rings. Do you remember those?
No.
No.
She's not as old as we are, Joe.
Yeah, well.
What did it look like?
Well, what happened is they came in different colors and stuff, and it was remember Buck Rogers and the one with the rays and stuff, and you could pretend like you were a space. No, you didn't do that stuff.
I had a mood ring.
They didn't allow those.
We had a mood ring.
A mood ring. Well.
I remember mood rings, man. That different thing.
That changed colors.
How about lava lamps?
Lava lamps.
Okay. Lava lamps and mood rings. I remember those.
Those two. Yeah.
Black lights.
1-8 black light. Can you imagine black light? That made almost no sense whatsoever.
Oh, you weren't in my room. It did make sense.
It did make
sense. You painted your room black and had a black light.
Right.
And then you had all those different colors. Oh, it was gorgeous.
just was extraordinary.
You don't realize.
And I never done drugs in my life. It wasn't a drug thing.
This is one woman, the only person alive that I know, that had her waterbed start on fire.
Yeah, just, well, it did.
Well, I mean, does this sound like an oxymoron? How can you have a fire in a waterbed?
Well, right. It's easy.
That would be an interesting story.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
we don't want to
tell. Entire program sometime.
1-888-221-8990 1-888-221-8990 So when I talk to people about investing, and very often, in fact, we had a particular product last year that earned a little over 25%. People were happy as a clam. And I just say, hey, don't expect that every year. You can't. I don't control any of the market. But oftentimes we have what's called an insured investment that has annual step-ups that's there to protect the money. So in case you happen to die on a wrong day, your money's protected for your family. Or in case you need to take income, you have guarantees involved in these contracts. You have to know which insurance company you're dealing with and know their claims-paying ability. My compliance people make me say that. But a lot of these things really, really work, again, for people, especially that are not so young, I say in their 60s or 70s, that are looking to protect their money and make sure they get a good retirement without taking risk. But not many people are happy making 1% or 2%. You have a CD making 1%, you have $100,000, you make a whole $1,000. Yeah. Boy, isn't that exciting? So there's a lot of these things that have a 5 or 6% income, and there's things that are liquid, things that are not. The key thing that I look at is back again. What's your goal? What are you trying to accomplish? I've got a retired couple that are in their 80s that are living in an assisted living, and they're still able to move around, but they're paying $6,000 a month to live in this place.
It's amazing.
Now, it's class joint.
I know, but it's still amazing,
it's amazing
when you think about that $6,000 a month.
It's nice, but it should be.
Yeah.
But they needed to have $6,000 a month worth of income, so we had to do some calculations to make sure they could afford to live there no matter how long they lived, because right. You don't want to run out of money. So how do you do that? It's not necessarily easy. Sometimes you can't do it.
That's true.
If you can't do it, hey, listen, they got to move in with the kids. Then the kids start chipping in.
But I don't have children, so I'm going to call you.
I have lots of them. I'll loan you a few.
He'll refer you to his kids.
Yeah, right.
Right,
yeah. One.
I always say, if you see the bag lady and it, the big curly hair, it's me. Take care of me.
Here she is pushing that buggy down the street.
There you go.
Remember, I mean, we do know a few people that pushed the buggy. They didn't need to, but they were just tight as a tick. They
don't
know how
we
to
know.
Stretch a buck.
We won't mention her name.
No, we won't. But boy, she can stretch a dollar. 1-888-221-8990. You know, that was my old lady that I took care of for 10 years when I first got her. Well, it was, you know,
it's a nice way. It's a great way of communicating.
My old lady.
Well, I knocked on the door. I knocked on her door. She opens the door and she looks at me and she says, now literally, word for word, thank God you're here. And I said, well, I've been greeted well before, but not quite that way. I'm here to help you with your Medicare. And she goes, please come in. I have to get a prescription. And I can't drive. I broke my hips. My husband died.
Will you take me?
And she said, will you get it for me? And I said, of course. What is it? She says, well, I called the pharmacy, and it's a diarrhea. It costs $6.50 for the prescription. And she says, and I've got $7.65 in my checkbook.
Oh, wow.
Well, the rest of the story now goes for 10 years, because she now became a family member. Because she didn't have children, she didn't have any of this, and it was called, you know, like it was Tevye that said it in Fiddler on the Roof. You remember that line? He says, you know, God, I know I'm the chosen people, but can you choose somebody else next time?
Right.
And my wife said to me, please don't bring home another. But what happened
is, it's hard when your heart goes out.
She was living on $365 a month.
Man.
I mean, and this was 15 years ago, but you can't live on 360. But she said she could. Now, here's a Depression era baby. They knew how to stretch a nickel for anybody alive.
That's right.
But it was interesting. The mistakes that people make, just as a quick aside, I'll tell the whole story maybe the next show. But the interesting thing was, when her husband died, she was in the hospital with a broken hip, so she never went to the funeral. And they had purchased pre-planned funeral stuff. And the funeral home was extremely happy because they bought it 20-some years earlier and paid very little for it. they had nobody show, so it was a really simple funeral. It didn't cost him much, but they never put her on his Social Security. I had never heard of that happening. Funeral homes almost always, they automatically will do that. So we increased her income up to $650 a month, plus she got 6 months back pay.
So all of
a sudden,
rich.
She was hog heaven. Oh, yeah. She was making money. Anyway, so literally it became a very interesting life with this person. She did not have Alzheimer's. She had dementia. It was just starting. It didn't get better with time. It got worse. And she happened to be, now you might understand this, Vic. This was one flat, nasty New York Italian.
Oh.
She was the toughest. She's about your size. And she lived in Manhattan her whole life and worked. And she was a supervisor with all men underneath her.
Wow.
And you imagine what that was back in her day? So she was tough. She'd punch you in the eye, hit you with her cane. I mean, she was tough. Interesting story. I'll tell the whole thing on another show because it takes a good 10 minutes or so
to
tell
it. The rest of the story. Mm-hmm.
The rest of the story.
1-888-221-8990. We're running down with time, but you can call the radio station anytime. Faster Tom or Dave will take your name and number. We'll call you back. Or we'll have any one of our group call you back and help you any way we can.
And we do have voicemail here. We don't live here at the station.
Some you don't? People, what?
No, I know.
What? What? I'm destroyed.
I hate to challenge. But we do check our voicemail every morning, and we'll get back to you.
There you go. 1-888-221-8990. And remember, we got Miss Victoria Lloyd Remax of Stewart. And I guarantee you, nobody in the world is going to give you the straight answer and be more considerate of your time than this woman. Mike Paulus, mortgage broker. The guy knows more about mortgages and does more good stuff for people quickly. He'll tell you in 15 minutes on the phone what you can or cannot qualify for. He can run a credit check on you right away and let you know where you stand. You don't have to wait 2 or 3 weeks when you walk into someplace else. Vince Rosino, CPA. Vince, and I and Dave, we have an obligation to do what's right for people and to help them. And Vince is really high on that list to help. And with all of the new tax laws and stuff, things can go on. Greg Fasula, attorney. I mean, I've watched people he's helped and he's never charged them because they just needed the help. Just a good guy. Dan Warren, independent insurance agent. Now, that word is monster. A captive agent works for one insurance company, and if they don't do it or if they cancel you or non-renew you, you're done. An independent doesn't work for an insurance company. He works for you, and under Dan's umbrella, he's up to 100 different companies he's got. So if he can't do it, in my not too humble opinion, I don't think it can be done. Did I leave anybody out?
No, you got them.
Did I cover all of us?
You did an excellent job, Joe, as you always do.
And when all else fails, we go to Pastor Dave and say, Dave, you handle it.
Just give us a call. We'll help you. We're out here.
That's what we're here for. We're here to help you any way we can. And thank you for the callers we had in any way we can. And we all hope you have a magnificent, prosperous, happy new year and a blessed one. We are blessed people. Thank you, Lord. And we hope that it passes on to everybody that listens to us. And we're here to help you. I think we're just about out of time. Would you say that we're close?
I would say that we're exceedingly close. We have 5 seconds.
I think we ought to say goodbye and thank
Happy
you until
New Year
next week. Happy New Year. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
You've been listening to the Team MarTech program. The Team MarTech program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF MarTech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. And Michael Paulus with East Coast Mortgage Lenders, NMLS number 353429. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team MarTech program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team MarTech is available at 772-678-7725.
Godfrey Electric Incorporated is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving Martin, St. Lucie, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric Incorporated specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric Incorporated is an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry and is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or by phone.